So when we're talking about Das, there's a very important Rambam at the end of Hilchos Teshuvah. And the Rambam's talking about loving Hashem, Avas Hashem. And says Rabbeinu HaRambam, Davi Yadua Bor, it's clear and evident that the love of Hashem only is only attached in the heart of a person when they think about Hashem constantly. And they leave aside everything in the world apart from this desire to come close to Hashem. As we say in the Shema every single day, b'chol lavcha v'chol nafshecha. And the Rambam says, Eina oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'das she'de'ehu. One can only love Hashem in accordance with the level of knowledge that they have of Hashem. V'al pi ha'de'a tia'ava. You can't love that which you don't know. And the more you know, the more you love. Whether it's a little bit or whether it's a lot. And therefore, says the Rambam, a person needs to dedicate themselves to understand, to learn, to all those things, all those disciplines that bring them to love of Hashem. Because the more we can know Hashem, the more we'll love Hashem. The Rambam gives us really two ways. There's loving Hashem through understanding the natural world, through understanding the beautiful, incredible world, a world of intricacy and complexity, a world of system, structure and order, a world of tremendous, tremendous complexity and detail, how everything functions together, to stop, to think, to appreciate, and to be blown away by the world that we live in. More than that, the Rambam also says, when we start to focus and understand and plumb the depths of Hashem's revealed wisdom of the Torah itself, to be blown away by the profundity, by the wisdom, by the awesomeness of His Torah. You can't help but want to know the source of that. And therefore, Das itself, this knowledge, is not something that exists in a vacuum. It's something that brings us closer to Hashem. The more we understand about Him, the more we know Him, the more we love Him. And human relationships work the same way. And human relationships are essentially a model to teach us how to love Hashem. The more you know someone, the more you appreciate them, the more you love them. It's nigh impossible to love someone you don't know. And therefore, the Tanya explains that Das is a term that is used for connection. V'adam yado eschave ishta. That a person is meant to connect their mind, their intellect, their da'as, with Hashem Himself, to achieve a sense of dveikus, of attachment, b'kesha amitzvah chazak ma'od, with a really, really tight, strong bond, and start thinking about the greatness of the infinite, not letting go of those thoughts of attachment to Hashem. That's what creates a relationship with Hashem. And the deeper you go, the more connected you are. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says, "Kol Adam Sheish B'Deya." Person that has Deya, it's if the Beis Hamikdash was built in his days. Says the Tzaddik HaKohen of Lublin, because if a person achieves this level of Das, then his heart becomes like the Beis HaMikdash. His heart is achieving that closeness that the Beis HaMikdash is meant to bring to us. So yeah. He says, if a person actually is moved as a result of this to praise Hashem, that's called B'shuv Hashem Shivas Tzion Az Yamalis Chek Pinu. The more we praise Hashem as a result of knowing Him, appreciating Him in our lives, the more we live in this redemptive space that really is as if the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt in our lives.